Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it. State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Give me my jammies, give me wine, and like just watching How to Lose a Guy in 10 days. In my case, it was 3.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Well, hello there, everybody.
Hello.
Pre-game. We have some wonderful questions sent in. We will start with Jenny Wensloff. Want to know this, all caps.
Oh.
Erin's parents' reaction to her tattoo.
We actually haven't discussed it. And I know that they listened to the podcast. I'm shocked they haven't brought it up.
What?
I don't think they are going to be too thrilled about it. I'm going to see my parents soon. So I'm sure they will bring this up. But yeah, I'm actually shocked they haven't mentioned this.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So neither of your parents have a tattoo?
Mm-mm. My mom has their ears pierced and then one up here. And I used to think that was like so rebel. Yeah. Whoa. Oh, my sister doesn't even have a double piercing. Like crazy.
What's going on over there? You guys are adorable.
Squarey squares. All right. Lindsay 2044. Thoughts on sleeping with your dogs in the bed? I know you have your thoughts. Go.
No. Like I didn't even used to let my dogs go upstairs. In fact, I had a gate built so at night that they wouldn't come upstairs because growing up, we never even let our dog, our German Shepherd, in the house. Like he slept in the garage and he had a dog house. So dogs in my house was even like a foreign concept. But then, you know, for safety and stuff like that, like I loved, we'll get to that in the full length podcast, the irony there. But I started letting them come inside, my dogs. And then now Willis, because he's getting older and I'm obsessed with him. He's my little security guard and he follows me around everywhere. So I let him sleep upstairs, but on the floor. And this pucker jumped up at the ranch. He jumped up on the bed and I was like, because it's lower, so he doesn't have to jump up as high so he can actually get on that one. And I'm like, no, ass off the bed. But you, I know, think differently. And that's okay, girl.
Yeah, our 80-pound gorilla is with us. There are times that it's great. There's times that it's not. I wouldn't recommend getting in that habit, but I am like so sentimental lately. He's only 6, but I just feel every birthday from here on out is a down. Like, you know, it's like I want him to be 5 forever. So I'm like, I don't care at this point. He can do whatever he wants. I love him so much.
Oh, I know the babies are the babies. Does he sleep every night in your bed?
Yeah.
You guys,
it's hard.
This is not a California king. This is a Florida, California, and Texas size bed to fit all of you guys in there.
Because he's like, Jared and I are big. Yeah. He's big, like whatever. But I wouldn't change it for the world. All right. Mar-Ann Carta. Sorry if I screwed that up. What's better, girls' night in or girls' night out? I like a night in. But I like to go out sometimes.
If I have to pick one, I'm going in. Mm-hmm. Like, give me my jammies, give me wine and like girls on a couch and just watching Sex in the City or, you know, How to Lose a Guy in 10 days. In my case, it was 3.
She looks so good in that movie.
Oh my God, that yellow dress.
So good. Mm,
what a gal. Jack Jenkins, pool or beach?
I think it depends on where you are. If you are in Bahamas, mm-hmm. anywhere out there, I love the ocean. It feels like the pool, but mm-hmm. I'm mostly a pool gal.
I'm mostly a pool gal too, unless it's, to your point, like white sandy beaches, yes. which growing up on the West Coast, no, we had lakes. I mean, growing up in Washington, we lived on lakes. Like that was our thing, freshwater lakes. So I actually, if there was that in the running, I'm going lake from pool and beach.
Whoa.
Hair extensions advice. This one's from Maggie Davis TV. Hair extension advice for beginners don't know where to start. Well, as I currently mess with mine, because it actually needs to be cut into advice. I've done it all. I've done the clip-ins. I've done sew-ins. I've
tape-ins.
Done the tape. The tape does not work. I don't know how anyone does the tape.
Nope. You can't do a ponytail. It sticks out.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone does that. I like the sew-in ones. I'm very hard on my hair. Mm-hmm. So like when I'm using the blow dryer and stuff, those bad boys stay in there. I mean, mine gets to the point when I put extensions in that I can't sleep for the first two nights because it's
so tight.
Tight.
It's like a new facelift.
In my hair.
Yeah.
So yeah, which by the way, isn't always a bad thing. You know, maybe I need that. Maggie Davis TV, I would say... Start. Extensions are not for the faint of heart. I've had really good ones and I've had really bad ones. Start slow and don't do it if you don't have to, because I
agreed.
Am now the person that is addicted. I go through phases. I want really short and then I want really long and my hair's fucked. So don't do it if you don't have to.
That I would actually say don't do it. And I am much like Carissa. Just Google me throughout my entire career. I have had all shapes and sizes and colors of extensions. I've had really great ones. I've had really shitty ones. The best thing I ever did in 2020 was take my hair out, because first of all, in this head, I was doing all individuals. It would take 8 to 10 hours a day to do it.
Yeah.
And also it's fucking expensive. Invest in a great set of clip-ins. Have somebody make you clip-ins. Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing this world right now because you don't need just one color. They sprinkle all sorts of colors in. Learn how to put them in your head and then you can take them out and give your hair a break.
Look at you. Be Dal Sassoon.
Sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Evan 23, next country, city you want to travel to? My summer's over. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would like to do Croatia on a boat.
Oh my gosh. I would love to do Croatia on a boat. I still haven't done Greece. I know you did that. Did you love it?
It was great. So great.
Yeah.
Italy, Amalfi is the best.
Amalfi was wonderful. I got to finally do that last year. I think the south of France is just something. You know where I really would want to go? I really want to go to Monaco and the Grand Prix because I have this just admiration and affinity for Grace Kelly. Just... the princess of Monaco. So yeah, but
so nice.
I need to get another job, especially after being robbed, to afford to get a plane ticket there or a hotel. I mean, it's astronomical.
Yeah.
Next, we got, this is from Florida Golfer Gal. Cute name. Should you tip when picking up a pizza for yourself? I feel like tipping needs to calm down. Florida Golfer Gal, this is a very interesting topic.
It's a big
debate.
We've
discussed this before. As a former waitress, bartender, hostess, my mom was a waitress, one of her 10 jobs growing up, and I watched her work and come home and tip at least 20%. But this built-in gratuity is crazy town. Like you have to, that's why it's called tip. Like you have to earn it. And like, there's so many places now that just build it in. And I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So I would say, yes, absolutely tip on pizza because it's still someone, especially if it's still, she said, because she's picking
it
up.
She picked it up.
Yeah. I still
say people are making it.
It's food preparation. Yes. Mm-hmm. I say you tip.
Yeah. I'm a big tipper.
Here's a tip. Tip.
Okay, and then our final one, Rockstar 64. Did either of you see the Eras Tour? I haven't yet, but I've followed it all on TikTok. I do want to go. Mm-hmm. I really, really want to go. I just feel like it's one of those concerts that's such a production. And I think, whatever, she's adorable and good for her. She works her ass off. I'm into that. She's worked friggin' hard.
Mm-hmm. I love her. And I, when Alyssa had her brain tumor mm-hmm. when she was 6 and all she wanted to do was go to the Taylor Swift concert when she got out of the hospital.
Aww.
So we went and here, this little 6-year-old has all these bandages on her head and she's straight out of the hospital and she's singing and she's dancing. And I will never, ever forget like Taylor Swift made her feel that way. And like, that's all she wanted. So ever since then, I was like, I'm all in on Taylor Swift. And I'm sorry if you're not, like, what, you don't like somebody that makes people happy?
Exactly.
You suck. So yeah, I think she's wonderful. And she, and by the way, doing a 4-hour concert, she doesn't mail that shit in.
It's and pouring like rain. Some people she's we know freaking doing going.
Podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm all in.
Yeah, no, I love her. I've gotten to meet her once. She's great. I don't care.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, I'm a psycho. I went to like
wow,
her pre-
tell me the story.
Well, I went to a concert and I went to her pre-meet and greet. I was the oldest person there. I was so excited to meet her. I think it was her Enchanted tour or something like that. But she couldn't have been cuter. I loved her. I wore a little bracelet. Like, good for her. She works her ass off. I'm into that.
And unapologetic about who she is. Yep. And I'm all into that as well. Thank you guys, as always, for your questions. We really appreciate them. And we'll try to answer as many as we can on the pregame. This week's podcast, just going to let you know, something shitty happened in my life. I will discuss that because you guys are amazing and I love you. And I'm going to talk about all the good, the bad, and in between. And if it is a downer, know that there's a silver lining in there somewhere, like there always is in life. Love you. Go enjoy the rest of your vacation. I'm going to finish installing this house. And when there's a turnover in life, guys, the game isn't over.
No.
Keep playing. Mm-hmm. Love you.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.